My name is Nicole Faraday. I'm an actress and a singer. People will probably most know me from my role as Snowball Merriman in Bad Girls on ITV, but I've also done a series of Emmerdale. I was a doctor on Casualty for a series. But I trained in musical theatre and I've done a lot of singing roles too. And I last toured the country playing Eva Cassidy, the singer, and it came to Richmond. Now I'm touring in a new musical comedy show, which is coming to the Epsom Playhouse Wednesday, which is tomorrow night, i.e. tonight.
Thanks for speaking to Radio Jackie today. I'm really excited to talk to you today about your upcoming adventure to Epsom tomorrow, as you mentioned. Can you tell us a bit about the show and also just a little bit about your cast members?
This show is called Isle of Woman. It's a brand new musical comedy, all new writing with both the songs and the scripts. And it's basically a fun comedy whereby we imagine what life would be like if women got the choice of only having things where they live, i.e. this fictional island, that they choose. So we actually throw things open to the audience throughout the evening where people get a choice to vote on whether they want to keep things or ditch things, so that by the end of the evening, the audience have chosen their idealistic sort of fictional Isle of Woman. And we play three different stereotypical female characters. So there's a hippie nonconformist, which I play, and there's a feminist, and then there's a traditionalist. So we each have different strong opinions on different situations and circumstances. But ideally, at the end, people in the audience will hopefully identify with all of us on different situations. So it's tailored to the audience, essentially. So it changes every show we do.
Is it your second show, am I right in thinking?
This will be our second show of the autumn tour, but we did a spring tour all around the country, which went really, really well. And the other people I'm in the show with are really good friends of mine, so it's a really lovely opportunity for me to work with friends. In fact, I met them, two of the four cast members. I met on the Eva Cassidy show. One of them played my mum, and the other was the musical director, and they're the ones that have actually written and produced this show. So they wrote it with me in mind, which is really lovely, because it means I get to work with my friends, and it means that, you know, we're all having a nice time on tour together, basically.
Yeah, brilliant. Good stuff. So you're touring all of the UK.
Yep.
I just wanted to ask you, why did you decide specifically to come to Epsom?
It's nothing to do with me. I'm just an actor. I'm a jobbing actor. I get told where I'm going. But I think the girls just thought it's a lovely venue to come to. Really nice area. Obviously, it's got the catchment of the Guildford area and all kind of around Surrey. And we've all performed at Epsom before. I actually did the Eva Cassidy show there before, and I think I might have done years ago Thank You for the Music there when I played Agnetta from ABBA. It's just a lovely theatre, and it's a nice area, and we usually get good audiences, so I'm looking forward to it.
What's the ratio? Is the audience tend to be made up of women?
To be honest, it kind of does what it says on the tin. So we are mainly aimed at a female audience, I have to admit. We have a lot of groups, sort of hen nights, or people that want to come out for a nice girly evening with their sister or their mum. However, we do still have some men in the audience who are generally dragged along by their wives or their girlfriends. But it's quite good because I think they enjoy it too, because it's quite a lot of witty comedy. And even though they're not women, I think they can relate to it in the fact that they can go, oh, my wife's just like that, or oh, yes, my sister's just like that. Hopefully we're going to teach them something.
Three girls on tour together and you're all having fun, as you mentioned. What was the kind of primary idea behind the show in the first place?
I think it was just Catherine and Teresa wanted to write together. They're both brilliant writers. Teresa has written most of the music and Catherine's written the book and the score, quite a lot of the music, but also the lyrics and a lot of the script. And they just wanted to write something that was relevant and modern, particularly as I think these days there's more and more female comedians coming to the fore. You look at people like Amy Schumer. It's similar sort of humour to Amy Schumer, I guess. It's observational comedy. So we talk about things that affect people day to day, you know, problems that we face and how you would overcome them. And, yeah, I just think they just wanted to write something that was relevant to modern day society and that was fun for women and about women, because, you know, we're still battling against the whole sexism and stereotypes, so it's nice to have projects whereby it's female-led.
Wow, they wrote it all from scratch. That's brilliant. And what kind of songs do you sing? What are the songs about?
Well, the songs all follow on according to what subject we're talking about. As I say, we throw these subjects open to the audience, so we give them the opportunity to vote on whether they want to keep or ditch from this fictional island. All sorts of things from Boris Johnson to high heels, to uncomfortable evening dresses, to Heat magazine. I mean, we really kind of cover lots of different subjects. And most of the songs are linked to those decisions. So we sing a song to do with, you know, having to keep up appearances. But it's not all comedy. We sing a lovely poignant song about mothers and how important they are and our relationships with our mothers, which obviously everyone can relate to. We sing a song about friendship. So it's just songs that kind of are relative to the script and that affect all women, really.
Yeah. Talking about that, I did actually see on your Facebook page something about nominating your mum. Can you tell me briefly about that?
Yes, so that's a new idea we've come up with for this tour. Because on the spring tour, we sang this lovely song, which is all about mothers. And we have a projection screen behind us, which has different projections which relate to the songs that we're performing. And we have projections of ourselves with our mothers from when we were little. So it's quite nice for the audience to get to see a bit of our history and our background and kind of see us as we grow up through the ages while we're singing this song. But we thought, wouldn't it be nice to make it more all-encompassing and to include the audience, because it makes it more personal and makes them feel even more like they're part of the show. So we're giving people that have come to watch the show the opportunity, if they email us in advance or Facebook or tweet us a picture of themselves with their mum, then we will make them a part of the show. So during the course of the mother song, we will incorporate their picture within the slide, so that basically for a few seconds they will be part of the show. So it's quite a nice surprise if someone wanted to bring their mum with them and they didn't want to tell them in advance. It'd be a nice surprise if their mum suddenly saw their picture up on stage.
Yeah, that's a really nice idea, actually. Talking about the show specifically then, I guess most importantly, we need to know where it is and what time.
Yeah, sure. I'm really excited, actually. It's on this evening at the Epsom Playhouse, and it's on at 8 o'clock. It's a couple of hours long, the show. We have an interval, so it should be done by 10:30 at the latest. Really love to see people there. I've got quite a few friends in. It should be a really good show. So look forward to seeing you at the Epsom Playhouse. It's great fun. Bring your friends. As I say, it's not exclusively for women. We've had a lot of men that have come to watch it and have enjoyed it. But at the same time, having said that, it is a good girly giggle. It's a nice girls' night out. So ideally, bring your friends, bring your sister, bring your mum. Oh, and also I have to say, we've been in the recording studio and we've recorded a cast album, which will be available for people to buy from the shows. And we'll sign them and do sort of personalised messages and have pictures and all that if anyone wants to buy the album.
Oh, that's lovely. Will that be available at the show then for them to buy?
It will be available at the show. But also, if people can't make the theatre shows, then if they find us on Facebook, it's Isle of Woman. And we're also on Twitter, at Isle of Woman. And both of them have a link to our website where you can buy them online and also see all the details about our upcoming dates.
So you briefly mentioned that you were in Eva Cassidy, the musical. Yes. Bad Girls, people would know you from. Eva Cassidy that came to Richmond a couple of years ago, actually.
Yes, right.
Tell us a little bit about your career for those that don't know and how it all began for you, really.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Dorset in a little seaside town, Swanage. I don't know if people know it. I grew up doing lots of amateur productions, local, all the amateur societies, the local church pantomime, school plays, etc. Always just dreamed of being an actress and a singer. And then when I got to 17, as well as applying for universities, I applied for drama schools. And the one that I most wanted to go to was Guildford, because at the time, and I think still now, it had the reputation as being the best place to study musical theatre. And I got in, which was really lucky. So I was actually the youngest girl in my year at Guildford. I got in when I was 17, started when I was just 18. So I lived in Guildford for 3 years. And yeah, never looked back. My career has been ongoing and constant really since I graduated. And I'm still friends with quite a few people I train with in Guildford. And in fact, we've got our 20-year, it makes me sound so old, 20-year reunion to when we graduated in beginning of October. So we're having that down in Guildford. So it'll be really nice to meet up with everyone again and see what everyone's up to and go back to Guildford, my old stomping ground.
Oh, that's really nice. Wow. Mm. Have fun with that. 20 years.
Thank you.
It's been a great career for you, hasn't it? Some things you've been in.
Yes. No, I've been very lucky. I train in musical theatre, but I've done a real mixture of television theatre, musical theatre and film, actually. I had a film out earlier this year playing Vinnie Jones' wife in a film called Kill Kane, which has done really well both here and in America, which is nice. And in fact, I had a friend that was on holiday in Malaysia not long ago who sent me a photograph from her hotel room because it was on Fox Television out in Malaysia. She went, oh, look, Vinnie Jones and Nicole Faraday. I was like, oh, look, I've hit the big time. So that was fun.
Oh, that's nice. All right, brilliant stuff. Okay, thanks.